Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. The Irish Government and Clare County Council locally are keen to promote the concept of the circular economy. One Clare group that has been to the forefront of adopting the practice is Circular Clare Castle. Paul Ellingstad is a founder member and coordinator of the group. He explained what the circular economy is and what he and his colleagues in Circular Clare Castle are doing.
I'm glad you're asking what the circular economy is. What's really interesting is that the government, Department of Enterprise, is now promoting. Probably heard some of the radio and the TV ads saying we all need to move to a circular economy. So today we have a take, make, waste economy. Kind of exploits all of the resources that we have, and we wind up with a lot of waste. Now, if you look at nature, there's no real such thing as waste. Everything is recycled, repurposed, you know, put back into the cycles. And we've had this idea literally for decades. You know, one of the first books that came out about it called Cradle to Cradle. But more recently, Ellen MacArthur, who some people might know as a woman who set the round the world record in 2005, sailing on her own solo around the world in 71 days, saw all of the deprivation, all of the degradation from the old whaling villages, and retired from sailing in 2009 and said, "This is such a big deal. I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to working on accelerating our conversion to circular economy." That means we're doing regenerative, repurposing, reusing, eliminating waste from all of the cycles that we're doing. So circular economy, very simply, is changing our economy to eliminate waste and be more purposeful of how we use the resources that we have.
That's something we have to do on a global scale. What are you doing here in Clare Castle, and how did Circular Clare Castle come about?
Funny enough, it tracks a little bit with what Ellen MacArthur did. So I was at HP at the time in 2005 when she set the round the world record, started working with her on leadership skills and development, you know, for our teams at HP, and kind of followed that really inspiring story, what she was doing. When I was at HP, we were also very focused on sustainability. I wound up changing jobs, my day job as well, focused on social impact and sustainability. And Ellen has continued to be an inspiration. And again, it's something at a global level. You know, we need to tackle this in a system way, but we also have to take action as individuals, as local communities. And so living here in Clare Castle, I brought what I was seeing, what Ellen was doing globally, and saying, we got to be doing this on the ground here. So interestingly, she set up the foundation when she retired from sailing in 2010. Took us a little bit longer to get Circular Clare Castle started here. Part of the inspiration of starting it here in Clare Castle, Clare County Council was doing the Green Festivals work back in 2017, and Clare Castle was part of that with our regatta. The guys who were organizing the regatta came to me and said, we need a logo because we're going to do this green stuff. We're going to do recycling and everything else. And I said, guys, green is kind of 1990s. It's a good start, but we need to go to sustainability instead of just talking about green. And the next step after that is circular. Guys were looking at me sideways going, what the hell is this? This global highfalutin stuff, you know, no, we just need basics. We got started with sustainable Clare Castle and going beyond just recycling to how do we start looking at a, you know, the next step of being more purposeful and reducing waste instead of just recycling all of the waste that we're producing. Over time now, the evolution, we've gotten people on board understanding circular economy and going, wow, why weren't we doing this before? It's sort of the crawl, walk, run, going from green to sustainable to circular. And like I said, I'm delighted to see that the national government is now at least telling people, hey, we gotta be a circular economy. It's a lot of work to do to still educate everyone of what that means and put it into practice. Instead of just wagging the finger and telling people, we got to move to circular economy, show them the early adopters and what they're doing and how they're doing it and help them go through the evolution instead of just saying, you got to do this, you got to do this. That's how change happens.
And how easy or how difficult was it to get people involved at a local level here in Clare Castle?
Number one, it's still a work in progress. We're not there, and even it's a constantly moving target. Things are constantly evolving. Again, what I found is across the country, country, there's a lot of finger wagging. There's a lot of the nanny state of, you got to do this, don't do that. That doesn't motivate people. That doesn't encourage people to change. One of the things that we've done is kind of turn that on its head and show people a better way of doing things. And so one of the things that we've done just in the last year, you see now there's a lot of coverage of the sustainable development goals and a lot of people with, you know, the, what some people call the, the rainbow ring. People don't know what they are. Again, we're kind of saying, well, let's show you what people are doing on climate, on health, on education, etc. And so we did a program, little videos with people that are doing really meaningful work called Someone Doing Good, kind of a play on the do the right thing, make a better world. We said, we'll show people that are doing good things in the community for sustainability, for social impact. And so we got our website, we have materials like that, we point people to resources, but also importantly, instead of just telling people, oh, go read this, go look at this, go watch this video, have the conversations, walk with them on the journey, answer questions, help connect people. That's a big part of like putting in the time to not only educate people, but to help in the conversation, have the interactive conversation with people to go on that journey of change as well.
That was Paul Ellingstad, founder, member and coordinator of Circular Clare Castle. Next week, we'll hear from two local businesses who were early adopters of the circular economy practice.